This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Brazil has become the second country in the world to pass 100,000 deaths from the coronavirus. It's second to the United States, which has more than 162,000 deaths. Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro, said last week he had a clear conscience, despite the toll. Bolsonaro himself survived COVID-19 last month and said he had done everything possible to save lives. Because of insufficient tests, experts say the number of Brazilians with the virus could be 6 times higher. The United States has recorded more than 5 million coronavirus cases, more than any other country, according to Johns Hopkins University. Brazil follows with more than 3 million cases. India, which is the third highest, has more than 2 million. In the United States, the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation has released a model predicting nearly 300,000 deaths by December the 1st, if Americans don't start wearing face masks consistently. Institute Director Dr. Christopher Murray said if 95% of Americans start wearing masks, more than 66,000 lives could be saved. With more than 52,000 deaths, Mexico has the third highest number of COVID deaths in the world. It follows only the United States and Brazil. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is in Taiwan leading a U.S. delegation for a 3-day visit during which he will meet with Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen. This is the highest level visit by an American official since the break in diplomatic relations between Washington and Taipei in 1979. The visit comes as relations between the United States and China have plunged to historic lows. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani Sunday announced the release of a last batch of 400 Taliban prisoners, clearing the way for an early start to a U.S.-brokered peace dialogue with the Islamist insurgency. Ghani's decision came after a government-sponsored grand public assembly advised him to free the prisoners as part of the landmark deal between the Taliban and the United States. It's aimed at ending decades of war in Afghanistan. The pact agreed to last February 29th called for the release of 5,000 insurgent prisoners in exchange for 1,000 Afghan security personnel that the Taliban was holding captive. The insurgents have already freed all the prisoners they were to release in a phased process. The president released all but 400 Taliban detainees and convened the 3-day assembly on Friday to seek its advice. At the end of their deliberations on Sunday, the Afghan Public Assembly of more than 3,000 delegates urged the president to release the final 400 prisoners. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the United States intends to hold the Taliban to these commitments. The U.S. has already begun a phased withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan. Under its part of the deal with the Taliban, it brings the U.S. military level to around 8,600 personnel from about 13,000 at the time of the signing of the agreement. World leaders agreed on Sunday to provide major resources to Lebanon to help it recover from last week's massive explosion in Beirut that killed at least 158 people and injured about 6,000 others. But they gave no figure for how much money they would send. The leaders met by teleconference at the request of French President Emmanuel Macron. Macron said the assistance should be timely, sufficient, and consistent with the needs of the Lebanese people, and directly delivered to the Lebanese population with utmost efficiency and transparency. The world powers insisted on transparency in how the aid is spent, as many Lebanese citizens view the government as corrupt. The world leaders are also concerned about the influence of Iran through the Shiite group Hezbollah. And Britain appointed a commander on Sunday to lead its response to illegal small boat crossings across the English Channel from France, and said it was exploring tougher action after a spate of migrant arrivals, including 15 vessels bringing 151 migrants to the UK on Saturday. Taking advantage of calm sea conditions, migrants, including children and pregnant women, have made the dangerous crossing in recent days in rubber dinghies and other small vessels. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. You're listening to VOA News.